you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
The strike is on. LA Unified closes its schools as union support workers walk off the job.
We have to interrupt. We have to create shock.
Teachers are honoring picket lines. Another atmospheric river is flowing over California, bringing heavy rain and snow and strong winds to an already saturated state. And Metro introduces a secret weapon in the fight against drug sales at a station west of downtown LA. Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 21st. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Today is the first of a planned three-day strike in the Los Angeles Unified School District. Bus drivers, teaching assistants, and other support staff are protesting alleged unfair labor practices from the district during contract negotiations. SEIU Local 99 Executive Director Max Arias says its members feel empowered.
We have to interrupt, we have to create shock, and we have to show that there's value in investing in the human beings that provide these services, and it's part of how we improve the schools.
Arias says it's possible the strike could be shortened, but it would depend on the district's willingness to rebuild trust, in his words. Arias says district leadership has shared too many details of potential negotiations with the public before giving the union a chance to consider its position. The teachers' union is also in ongoing contract negotiations and is walking out in solidarity with support staff. Parents can find information on how the district is supporting students today with meals and childcare online at lausd.net. There are quite a few programs outside of regular classes that are affected. LAist Community College reporter Jackie Orchard has more.
Dual enrollment is a program where high school students take courses offered through their local community college and earn credit before graduating. But officials say those courses are canceled during the strike. Nicole Albo Lopez manages educational programs in the Los Angeles Community College District. She says the shutdown will affect nearly 8,000 dual enrollment students across their nine campuses. She says this is the third strike she's seen in the last 10 years.
I will say that this one feels as if LAUSD has been much more proactive in preparing the public and parents. The website is updated with information in regard to food services and care services that they're providing. We haven't seen that. That's coordinated an effort in the past.
Alba Lopez says LA community colleges are working with their high school partners to ensure students have the resources they need during the shutdown. I'm Jackie Orchard.
The Los Angeles Zoo is offering free admission to LAUSD students through Thursday. The complimentary admission is to help families impacted by the strike. The free ticket is for kids currently enrolled, along with a $5 fee for accompanying chaperones. Students will need to show proof of enrollment, which could be a student ID, report card, or school newsletter. The deal is only available at the zoo box office, not online. It's not a great day to visit the animals, though, since most will likely be taking shelter from this latest atmospheric river rolling through Southern California. Moderate to heavy rain continues through this evening. There's a chance of thunderstorms tonight through tomorrow afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Samantha Connolly says it'll be snowing hard in the mountains through tomorrow.
We are expecting the highest snowfall to be above 5,000 feet in the mountains, where we could see 1 to 2 feet of snow. And then above 6,000 feet, we are expecting 2 to 4 feet of snow.
Tonight's snow levels will drop to 4,000 feet and could dust major mountain passes, possibly affecting travel on Interstate 5 and 15. The snow will taper off tomorrow night. Lower elevation mountain areas could get 5 to 7 inches of rain. The coastal areas could see wind gusts of up to 55 miles per hour. But come tomorrow, the winds are expected to die down. The city of Duarte has issued a mudflow alert for hillside residents along the Fish Fire Burn area through tomorrow afternoon. The storm is forecast to get heavier during the day, which could trigger mud and debris flows. Residents are ordered not to park along Mel Canyon Road between Brook Ridge Road and Fish Canyon Road. They're also asked to avoid Deer Lane Road as well between Mel Canyon and Greenbank Avenue. People in the area must also remove trash bins from the street. If you regularly pass through the Westlake MacArthur Park Metro's train station, you've probably heard this. Metro says it is playing classical music loudly over speakers to deter criminal activity in the area, but some advocates of unhoused people believe that it's to keep unhoused folks from loitering at the stations. One of them is Eugene Handy, who lives in MacArthur Park. He's no fan of the strategy.
The classical music is, in my opinion, is meant to drive the undesirables out. They can use that same money to give to somebody to help some of these homeless people or to help somebody else. Waste some money.
However, LA Metro says it is not targeting the unhoused. It says the music is just one tactic out of a larger plan to combat the sale and use of drugs at the station. A program aimed at promoting coastal protection and environmental stewardship has launched in Southern California. The Coastal Justice Lab stems from a partnership between the nonprofit Azul and UC Irvine's Law Center for Land, Environment, and Natural Resources. Azul's founder and executive director, Marce Gutierrez-Gradinge, says that some of its work will involve researching the challenges coastal residents face.
More importantly, to be able to collaborate with nonprofit organizations, bodies, entities, et cetera, that might need support, helping to develop, for example, draft legislation, guidance, planning, help in regulatory proceedings.
Gradinge says that the Coastal Justice Lab is currently researching the relationship between environmental justice and coastal access. She says those findings will be published in the George Washington University Law School Legal Studies Journal. California's elephant seals have made a comeback in recent decades. The gentle giants were once hunted to the brink of extinction back when their blubber was used as fuel. Now there are over 100,000 elephant seals in the state. Conservation efforts have helped strengthen the population, but they still face a number of threats. Adam Ratner from the Marine Mammal Conservation Center in Sausalito spoke on Air Talk about what's currently threatening the animals.
They all come from that same group of 100, so they don't have a lot of genetic diversity. So big shifts in the environment could make them particularly vulnerable. That's one of the reasons the Marine Mammal Center is paying close attention to them, looking at issues like climate change and rising sea levels and the impact that that might have on their breeding beaches.
Ratner says it's important to take action on climate change to do our part in protecting the elephant seals. There will be rain, heavy at times. High temperatures will be in the mid-50s to around 60 degrees. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. The LA Report is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.